I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Monday in Burkina Faso, shopkeepers near the Togolese border were returning from the market, but their journey was cut short when suspected jihadists attacked, killing at least 20 people. Terror attacks had killed over 5,000 this year in Burkina Faso alone. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says their ministry partners are being cautious.
As far as we know and everything I've heard, the work is continuing. It may have restrictions and it may be a little bit more difficult, but the work is continuing.
World Missionary Press recently sent scripture booklets to a partner in Burkina Faso for distribution. You can support this critical work at missionnews.org.
There are several countries in Africa that are going through upheavals, and we know that the only power to change lives and to change countries is the power of the cross and power of the word.
And the region of eastern Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan remains one of the most isolated in the world. Many people live in brick houses without reliable internet or paved roads. Nehemiah with FMI says the area isn't good for agriculture.
There's no industry, there's no factories. Very, very rural, very rocky, mountainous area. So usually men of the families, when I say men, it means any boy who's 12 years old is considered man in Afghan culture. So when a boy turns 12, they go to different cities and try to earn bread for their family.
So why do people live in these areas? Well, Nehemiah says it's all that many can afford. They don't have to purchase land in the mountains. FMI works in these areas, though, planting churches and providing safe houses for believers. Pray their love would show the face of Jesus to this region. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.